It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. 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 It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Tarncast. I'm very special guest Todd Robert Anderson. I don't have a host this week. All the hosts in LA are booked hosting other things. But I am sitting down right now with a copy of Entertainment Weekly. They're very helpful. They've created a list. They like making lists in the magazine. And this list is 99 ways to spend 99 days. So I'm going to go through it and see what makes sense for me. It starts on May 25th, which is already a few days ago. But they suggest hang out with the Wolf Pack again and see Hangover 3. I did not do that, and I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to skip the Hangover Part 3. It's just, you know, going to the movies is expensive, and it's R-rated, so I can't take the kid, and then I would have to hire a babysitter, and then my wife and I, it's just, you know, it's $100 just to go see, you know, all told, $100 to go see a movie. And so, you know, the Hangover 3, I don't think, I'll probably look at it, you know, on video, maybe. But so, yeah, the 25th, I didn't do that. And then the 26th, May 26th, says pull out your best never nude shorts and check out Arrested Development, the new season on Netflix. My friend Steve Skelton did that already. He said it was good and it's funny. Said it lags a little in the beginning, but then it picks up steam, gets really funny. I haven't done that. Honestly, I only watched the first season of Arrested Development. I never saw the second two. Back in the day, so I really need to go back and watch the whole thing, and I want to do that, but my wife's not really into Arrested Development. It's not like her thing, so I don't know. I have to find time on my own to do that, and it's almost the end of the school year, so I don't know if I'm going to get to that. Probably not, but I will eventually, but obviously I didn't do it on the 26th, because I didn't have, you know, whatever, 35 hours to watch all the Arrested Development I have to watch to catch up. Because I guess, you know, in order to enjoy the new season, you really need to have watched all three of the first seasons, because there's a lot of callback jokes from the first seasons. It's a long time where, you know, since the last Arrested Development season, so callback jokes, that's bold. On the 27th, I was supposed to watch The Bachelorette. I didn't do that. I'm not ever going to do that because it's The Bachelorette. I don't care for that. On the 28th, supposed to listen to Entertainment Weekly Radio. No, I read the magazine. I looked at the magazine. I mean, I didn't read the whole thing. I looked at some of it. You know, it's okay. But I don't need to listen as well. The 29th... watch the season 7 finale of Psych. I didn't watch that. I missed it. So I think we're about to get into the future. Cause what's today? Today's the 30th. I got a couple more days here in May. Yeah, today's the 30th. I'm supposed to go see Before Midnight. You know, I didn't see Before Sunrise or Before Sunset, so I feel like I'd be lost on Before Midnight. I'm not going to catch the thread there. So I'm not going to do that. Tomorrow I'm supposed to go see After Earth. The early buzz, I looked on the Rotten Tomatoes, and the reviews are not good. Not good on After Earth. So I'm just going to skip to the after part of seeing After Earth. Like, pretend it's after. So I'll do that tomorrow. I'll pretend I saw After Earth. Then June on the 1st, I'm supposed to go see Now You See Me, which has got magic. It actually looks like kind of could be a fun movie. I'm not going to go. It's exhausting to go to these movies. It's draining, and it drains the wallet. So I'm going to skip that. And then on the 2nd of June, supposed to watch The Killing. I didn't watch the first two seasons of The Killing. So, you know, obviously, I don't think I can just jump in on the third season. These are serialized shows. It'd just be too confusing. And then the 3rd, I'm supposed to watch Mistresses, starring Alyssa Milano. I like Alyssa Milano. I was a big fan of her workout video in the 80s called Teen Steam. So I don't know if I'll watch Mistresses, but I may dig out my old VHS copy of Teen Steam and just watch that. Maybe I'll do a little Teen Steam workout. What do you think? Should I Teen Steam it? I don't know. Probably not. Let's see. On the 4th, Don't Be Fooled by the Name, Stephen King's Joyland. Oh, is a Carnival of Creepy. Oh, that's a novel? I got all these other books. I'm reading a bunch of other books, so I don't know if I'm going to get to Joyland. I read mostly nonfiction, because I find it fascinating when it's nonfiction versus fiction, you know? Truth is stranger than fiction. Nonfiction is stranger than fiction. So I'm going to stick with my nonfiction books, reading Eric Clapton's autobiography. Yeah, interesting chap. On the 5th, I'm supposed to play some video games, Marvel Heroes and Remember Me. But I don't play video games. I find them frustrating, so I'm not going to do that. On the 6th, I'm supposed to watch The Rock and his new reality show, The Hero. I like The Rock, but I don't think I'll watch it. I mean, if I'm channel surfing and I see it, I'm going to look at it, but I'm not going to set aside time for that. Number 7, supposed to watch Much Ado About Nothing and The Internship at the theater. The Much Ado About Nothing is Joss Whedon's Shakespeare that he shot all in his house. Curious about his house. I bet it's really nice. He's got a lot of money. But honestly, you know, I'm not a big Shakespeare guy. It's not my favorite. And The Internship is a Google ad. Google is taking over the world. Google runs our lives. They're Skynet. Google is Skynet, you guys. The machines have taken over. Probably won't make it out to that, but I'll check it out on video when it comes out. On the 8th, I'm supposed to watch Sinbad on a sci-fi show. Sinbad? Oh, I'm glad he's got a show. He's got a lot of finance. He's bankrupt again. He's always declaring bankruptcy, that fella. So it's good he has a show. Maybe he'll be able to save some money now. But I'm probably going to watch that. On the 9th, it's the Tony Awards and a Game of Thrones finale. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I might look at the Tony Awards for a minute or two if I'm home. Sure. Why not? Awards. Then on the 10th, Switched at Birth. It's an ABC Family show. It's a teen drama. I'm not a teen, so I'm going to pass there. On June 11th, I'm supposed to read a novel called The Silver Star. I think I've covered the reason why I'm going to skip that novel. On the 12th, this movie's coming out called This Is the End, where Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, and a bunch of other rich stars play themselves in a comedy show at the end of the world. I will look at that. I do want to go see that. It looks very funny. So that's the first thing on their list of 99 things to do that I might actually go out of my way to make happen. And then the 13th, I'm supposed to go to the 3-day Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. In Manchester, Tennessee, with Paul McCartney and Mumford and Sons, but that's a long way away. I don't have time to take a road trip to Tennessee. On the 14th, I'm supposed to watch Sofia Coppola's The Bling Ring, indie movie about a real-life thing with bling and a ring of thieves, teeny bopper thieves. I'm not gonna go to that. On the 16th, I'm supposed to watch season 6 of True Blood. I haven't watched season 5 yet. I'll probably watch season 5 on Blu-ray or something, because my wife likes that show. I think it's rather silly, but enjoyable. I like stuff that's set in swamps. But I'm not going to look at 6 because I don't have HBO. It's expensive. Oh, I skipped the 15th because they do, you know, they have this list and then they have like little inserts that are out of order. So I'm supposed to see Man of Steel on the 15th, which is Superman. I'll probably wind up seeing it. I'm not going to lie to you. But I don't know if I'll see it in the theaters right away. Might wait for a couple weeks, taking a matinee if I have some time. I don't know. On the 17th, I'm supposed to watch Teen Wolf. I'm not going to do that. On the 18th, I'm supposed to listen to Hanson's Anthem album, their new album from Hanson, the guys who did Mbop. Mbop. I'm not going to do that. On the 19th, supposed to watch Futurama's last season. Or Hot in Cleveland, depending on my age. I'm 41. They say if you're under 50, you should watch Futurama. If you're over 50, Hot in Cleveland. I'm 41. I'm not going to watch either of those things. The 20th, it's the 101st episode of Burn Notice. I haven't seen the first 100. So, yeah, probably going to skip that. On the 21st, I'm supposed to go see Monsters University, and I will do that because I got a kid, and he likes cartoon shows. I like Pixar, so I'll check it out. Or I could see World War Z, they say, if, you know, I want to do something without the kid. I'm on the fence about a PG-13 zombie picture. That's one that, you know, maybe I'll chuck a matinee if I have time. And then the 22nd, it's Trop Fest, a short film festival. In Brooklyn with host Liev Schreiber. I live in Los Angeles. I'm not going to Brooklyn. The 23rd is goodbye to Mad Men. It's the season finale. I didn't say hello to the season at all. Probably look at it on Netflix maybe someday. And then on the 24th, well, you know, they want me to watch a Stephen King thing. The Entertainment Weekly loves Stephen King, but he's got a series Under the Dome. I'll probably look at that. I'll probably put it on the DVR and give it a shot, see what it's like. It looks amusing. Could at least be campy silliness. And then on the 25th, I'm supposed to watch Catfish, the TV show. It's a fake documentary or something, mockumentary. I don't know. Probably won't look at that. On the 26th, man, 99's a like high number. Do I have to go through all these? I guess. On the 26th, Beyonce, her tour, Beyonce. I'm not going to see that. Concerts are too expensive. On the 30th, Dexter returns. I'm always a season behind on these shows. I'll look at Dexter. But I'm going to do the last season on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever before, and I don't have Showtime. So I'm not going to do that. On July 1st, I'm supposed to make a playlist for the 4th of July on my iPod. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. Number 2, or July 2nd, Rizzoli and Isles. I don't watch any shows that are, it's a name and a name. I have an aversion to names and names. On the 3rd, I'm supposed to go see The Lone Ranger. I don't know about that. It's kind of weird that Johnny Depp is playing a Native American. I don't know how I feel about that. Essentially like blackface? Is that really a good idea? It seems like a bad idea. On the 4th, I'm just supposed to go outside. I'm sure I will be outside on the 4th, so I'll do that one. On the 5th, I'm supposed to go to New Orleans for the Essence Festival. I'm not going to New Orleans. It's too expensive. Find out on the 6th, I'm supposed to see The Way, Way Back, which is, an indie film. I don't know. Oh, it's Little Miss Sunshine. I didn't care for Little Miss Sunshine, so I probably won't see that. It's like that cast again or something. On the 7th, I'm supposed to see Despicable Me 2. I will see that. I don't know if I'll do it precisely on the 7th, but again, you know, the kid, he likes those cartoons. On the 8th, I need to get out alive with Bear Grylls in reality challenges. I don't do reality shows, so again, not going to do that. On the 9th, I'm supposed to read a book called Big Girl Panties, but that doesn't sound, I don't think I'm part of that demographic. The 10th, don't forget to pack your duffels for camp, a new series about a perky camp director with a whole lot of personal baggage. Are there any characters on TV anymore that don't have a whole lot of personal baggage and aren't quirky? I like camps. Maybe I'll look at that. I don't know. Probably not. On the 11th, Almost Famous Rock Band gets its moment to shine in Big Star Nothing Can Hurt Me. Which I guess is a movie, but I don't know. I'm not going to go see that. On 12th, I'm supposed to see Pacific Rim. I'll probably see that. It looks like Robot Jocks with a budget. You remember that Robot Jocks? Remember that movie? Probably not. It's silly, but I liked it. It's guys in giant robot suits, and they're jocks, and they fight. This is Robot Jocks fighting aliens. I don't know. Could be fun. I'll probably look at that. I don't know if I'll do it right on the 12th, though. So demanding, Entertainment Weekly. On the 13th, I'm supposed to go see Fruitvale Station, another indie picture, but probably not. On the 14th, I'm supposed to watch The Newsroom, but I don't have HBO, so I'm not going to do that. On the 15th, I'm supposed to go see The Hunt with that guy who plays Hannibal on The Hannibal Show, Mads Mikkelsen. He's creepy. It's a Danish indie small town hysteria. I don't know. That sounds kind of cool. I like small town hysteria. Maybe I'll see that. On the 16th, the only time we look forward to court is... Oh, it's Suits. No, I'm not going to watch Suits. On the 18th is Comic-Con 2013. That's in San Diego. That's expensive. I'm not going to do that. Unless someone pays for me to go. I don't know why they would. Oh, yeah, I missed the 17th here. It's another one of these insert window extra things with pictures. It's Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z go on tour. It's too rich for my blood. Not going to see that. On the 19th, Pitchfork Music Festival. No, I don't have money for these music festivals, especially when they're in Chicago. On the 20th, James Wan, who directed Saw, gives us The Conjuring. Is that a movie? It's not clear. Or a TV show. Whatever, I'll probably look at that. I like horror shows. On the 21st, Liev Schreiber. A lot of Liev Schreiber in their 99 things. He's on a Showtime show, I guess, but I don't have Showtime, so I won't watch that. If you're on the 23rd, I'm supposed to see And Sons. Oh, Reed and Sons, a novel. No, I'm not going to do that. Covered the novel problem. Oh, yeah, the 22nd, I missed that because of this. It's all out of order. It gets so confusing. Web Therapy with Lisa Kudrow. Oh, eh. It's Showtime. No, I don't have Showtime. Where was I here? Back in order. 24th, New Order's North American Tour. No, I don't have that kind of money for those kind of shows. On the 25th, The Last of Us. It's a game. Don't do games. Not going to do that. 26, Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. His new Wolverine movie. I don't know. My wife likes Wolverine, as does my wife. I'll probably see that. Why not? He's got nice abs. On the 27th, I'm supposed to do The To-Do List, some kind of comedy movie. Probably won't. We're here to on the 28th. I'm supposed to see Unforgettable on CBS. Probably won't see that. On the 29th, supposed to see The Writer's Room on the Sundance Channel, but I don't have the Sundance Channel, so I can't do that. On the 30th, a piece of the world's finest cheese is at the heart of Michael Mann's real-life mystery memoir. Oh, that sounds interesting. The Telling Room, it's a nonfiction mystery memoir. That could be interesting. I might look at that. On the 31st, I'm supposed to see The Hunt, which is reality television. I don't do reality television, which brings us to August 1st. Kelly Clarkson and Maroon 5 tour. I'm not going to see that. On the 2nd, I can go to Lollapalooza. They still do that? I don't know. I've never been to Lollapalooza. Never going to go to Lollapalooza. On the 3rd, I'm supposed to watch the AMC show Hell on Wheels. I got to look at the first season on Netflix. I like Western stuff. That could be cool. I don't know, though. On the 4th, director, I'm supposed to see a coming-of-age drama, The Spectacular Now. I already came of age. I can't even remember it, so I'm not going to relate. The ballet dancers of Breaking Point on the 5th. It's a show on the CW about ballet. No. On the 6th, Community Season 4. I mean, if I'm channel surfing and I hit it, I'll look at it. On the 7th, Steve Martin and Edie Brickell are touring. They're doing a Hollywood Bowl show. I don't know. If someone buys tickets and invites me, I'd go. On the 8th, a brand new musical version of Love's Labor's Lost. But what is this? Central Park. Oh, it's a Central Park play. Can't do that. Can't go to Central Park for a play right now. Number 9, Elysium. Go see Elysium. I will do that. That movie looks killer, man. It looks really good. Those trailers are awesome. I want to see that. Number 10, on the 10th, rather, of August, I'm supposed to go see the Believe tour. With Justin Bieber. Come on, you guys. I'm not going to do that. On the 11th, I'm supposed to watch Breaking Bad. I got to look at the last season. I like Breaking Bad, I got on the board late, so I wait for the Netflix season. So if the Netflix season comes on before that final season, I'll look at it. Otherwise, I'm going to have to wait because I don't want to skip the whole last season. On the 12th, supposed to see Will the Real Jan Brady Please Stand Up? Oh. And that's a... What is that? A show? I don't know. I can't even tell what that is, so I don't know how I'm going to do it. On the 13th, I'm going to supposed to watch Flashdance on Blu-ray. Well, I have Flashdance on DVD, actually. So I'll probably just look at the DVD. I don't know why you need a crystal clear picture to enjoy. I'll just watch the old crappy transfer. Who cares? It's Flashdance. It's about welding and dancing. Armed with a new book, Selena Gomez kicks off her first ever. So I'm not going to watch a solo tour there. No. 15th, I'm supposed to watch an... Instinct versus Intellect reality show called Owner's Manual, or an ad agency series called The Pitch. Reality television, it's not my thing. And 16th, I'm supposed to go to some concert with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I'm not going to do that. On the 17th, Kate Blanchett, Woody Allen's Blue Jasmine, a Woody Allen film. Yeah, not going to watch that. On the 18th, I'm supposed to play Disney Infinity, but I don't do video games, so I'm not going to do that. On the 19th, Austin Land, which is a movie, a Jane Austen-themed resort. Is it a comedy? What is it? I don't even understand what it is. I'll need more information before I decide on that. On the 20th, I'm supposed to play more video games. Not going to do that. Don't play video games. On the 21st, I'm supposed to see Kick-Ass 2. I did not care for Kick-Ass 1. Don't know why I would see Kick-Ass 2. On the 22nd, reach out and touch Synth's Depeche Mode. Is doing a tour. Depeche Mode is like a 80s outfit, a band from the 80s. Probably won't see that. I mean, I don't know. I like the 80s nostalgia thing because that's when I grew up, but I don't think I want to pay a lot of money. I'll just, you know, listen to some Depeche Mode on a old CD or something. On the 23rd is a horror movie called You're Next. I'll go see it if it's rated R, which I think it is. So, yeah, I'll probably see that. On the 24th, I'm supposed to watch a Broadway revival of Romeo and Juliet, but Broadway's too far away and it's too expensive, so I'm not going to do that. On the 25th, MTV's remaining MTV show, forget that. On the 26th, Burning Man is that thing they do out in the desert with the music and the swingers and the drugs. Not going to do that. On the 27th, I'm supposed to go see the band Fun. That doesn't sound like fun, so I'm going to skip that. On the 28th, I'm supposed to go see the Grandmaster, which is a martial arts movie. Yeah, I'll see that. I love martial arts. I'll check that. On the 29th, the first installment of Cassandra Clare's supernatural young adult series arrives on the big screen with the Mortal Instruments City of Bones. I don't think I'm going to do that. YA stuff, it's not for me. I'm not a YA. On the 30th, I'm supposed to see Morgan Spurlock 3D concert doc. I don't like 3D. I don't care to watch an aging boy band in 3D, so I'll skip that. And finally, on the 31st, I'm supposed to go see the Budweiser Made in America Festival that was put together by Jay-Z. That sounds too expensive. So most of the stuff, obviously, on Entertainment Weekly's list is either uninteresting to me or out of my price range because I'm old and poor. So thanks, Entertainment Weekly, for pointing out how out of touch I am and how little money I have. It's been great. That's it. That's the Tonkcast. I'll see you guys later.